here and on the nail and on the three sides of the sack. That is, let's say, this is. In my condition, I am postless this year. I couldn't share. It would be vulnerable if I were to share today. It would be vulnerable. Now, let's say, suppose this is the sack. So you have to be Vedic first. The Gemara says, on the flesh of the finger, Loche Vavoye, there is like this, Loche, then Vavoye. And then on the nail, couldn't even be Vedic a second now. The nail, and you have to make the decay on the flesh and on the nail on three sides, in other words, the center of the sake, and both sides, you know, this and this, you see. So in other words, so you have to make three decays altogether. It's 12 decays. In other words, three sides. And it's a walk and a void, you see, you have both ways. You have to obey it this way and this way. So in other words, so you have three sides, so and a walk and a void. So that means, so altogether it's 12 dikas you have to make. Now, we don't make any dikas on the flesh. And it's better that we don't make any dikas on the flesh. Because every sheikh would cut his fingers if he were to make a dikas on the flesh. We only make it decay on the three sides, but only on the nail, not on the, that's why Shechet has to have one nail, a big nail, in order to be able to make it decay. If you don't have any nail, so you can't make it with decay. You have to have a nail. So, the question is, how is it that we don't make it decay on the flesh? We don't make it decay on the flesh. So, there are some poskim who are upset with the kind of decay that Shochti make today. But the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the Kuntra Sacha on Shchite, so he says that the reason is why we don't make a decay on the flesh, but just on the nail, because we, instead of making a decay on the flesh, the real reason is why we don't make a decay on the flesh, because we are afraid lest we cut our flesh. But if I begin, it has to be made, so let the number of shochtim be reduced. So only those shochtim, start from it, only those shochtim who are handy will be able to be shochtim. And the others not, those who are cowards will not be able to be shochtim. You see, so the answer is, because we look at the sake with our eyes. His man Chazal, they didn't look at it. So maybe they had to make it dikke on the flesh, and they had to make it dikke on the, and they had to make it dikke on the nail. But today, before we make the dikke by tracing it on the nail, so we look at it by the light of the sun, we look at it very well by the light of the electric light, whatever it is. So maybe that's in lieu of the dikke over the flesh. That's what the Rav Shulchan Aruch says in the Sacher, anyway, so the Rav Poppe and Rav Asher, they all say that you have to be bathing the Sakim on all three sides, not just the center of the Sakim, but on this side and on this side, on three sides. So then the Gemara says, on the flesh of the finger, that two friend nail, that what ruches. Omale, abisre la tufre amre, la tote ruches lo yam. Ike de amre, abisre la tufre la tote ruches amre, mishmi de robe lo yam. Rabin de rabache de robe, abe yasu kam de rabache, aise sakan kamri de rabache de bitke, omale de rabache de robe, bitke, botka tufre la bisa tot ruches. So somebody amaroi, who are makti, to inspect the sakin, not only the center of the sakin, but the sides of the sakin as well. Omri Yashin, לכן אומר רב קנה, רב ימה אומר, עטוף ועביסרי צריך, התלת רוח הזה לא צריך, התלת רוח הזה לא צריך. So in other words, we don't have to make it התלת רוח הזה. In other words, according to רב ימה, you only have to make four bdikas. If you say that you have to make the bdike התלת רוח הזה, so you have to make 12 bdikas, because every bdike is involves דרך רוחה and דרך רוחה. See, it's hard for me to demonstrate, you know, with the left nail, so I'll just do it with the right nail, so Derech Eloche, and then Derech Eboi. So according to Rav Yehuda, you only have to make four bdikas. According to Rav Kame, and Rav Ashi, and Rove, so you have to make it 12 bdikas, because you have to make it all that. Now, why does Rav Yehuda say that you don't have to make it לטלת רוחסה. So, חבין הרומה, עטוף ועביסך צריכת, עטמות הרוחס לא יצריך. מי הוא יאמר על זה יאמר שמואל? מי בן סקי משוחד בו? שחיד עושה קשיו, שחידו דוגים מריבונו, ביקשו לו נוי כצדודים, ואמרו לביס השחית אינה רחובה, או חנן לביס השחית אינה רחובה. So the reason is why חבין הרומה says that דיקה סקי does not require עטמות רוחסה, only the center of the סקי you have to inspect. You have to trace it over the nail, the center of the sake, but not the side of the sake. You don't have to trace the side of the sake, just the center of the sake, but not the side of the sake. This side and that side, that you don't have to trace over the nail. Why not? Why not? Because this ashrit is melachol. So who says that? Rav Yehuda. But all the other Amoraim, Rav Kame, Rav Ashi, Rove, the Achilik, and they say, Atlat Rucha Seyirik Lepayatik. Apparently, so the refolds, that the Achilik and Rav Zeir is deep. And they hold that we do not say this Ashrit in Elach Rucha. So Mele, that's why the Rif is much with the Aloha of Rav Zeir, of Yibu Sakim Shohan Bo, is Ksheo, Chidudo Kinu Yibun. Why? Because the more discussion was, Voikebis Azodim, so the more said this Ashrit in Elach Rucha. But who says this Ashrit in Elach Rucha? Rav Yehuda. But the other Amoraim say that it requires Dike Atot Ruchase, they don't agree with Rav Yehuda that this Ashrit in Elach Rucha. So they hold that we do not say this Ashrit in Elach Rucha. So if we do not say this Ashrit in Elach Rucha, so Mele, we cannot say Chidur Kinu Ribuno, because maybe the Sakin came in Pomo before the Sakin was able to cut the Rif's money in the behemoth, so or the Rif's in the Nechot in the Eid. So maybe he acquired it down in Natch as a result of the burn, you see. It's required in Natch. Some Mele, we don't pass like Hazel. This is what the Ramoya and the Rajbo and the Rosh say in the Shittes of it. So according to the Rif, the Aloch is not like Rav Zeir. However, most Rishonim say that the Aloch is like Rav Zeir. But at the same time, all the Rishonim pass not like Rav Yehuda. And we all pass like Rav Pope, like Rav Kame, like Rav Ashi, that the Sakin requires Dike at what Ruchas. And we do not say this as Shri Dina Bachon. So the question is, why don't we say this Ashrit and Abba Chavach? Now let's see the Rosh Yad is more. First Perek in the Rosh, paragraph Ches. Omar Rav Zeir, paragraph Ches. Omar Rav Zeir, Yidin Sakin Bishorat Moshe Kosa Ksheot, Shkidu Lo Kino Nibuno, Voi Kezodim Bizashkid Ena Vachol, Chaval Vesloheim Vihachat Rav Zeir, Vigam Rambam Kosa, Yidin Sakin Bishorat Moshe Kosa Ksheot. Now there are two Kesoyis in the Rambam. One girl says the girl said the Rosh in the Rambam. So there's a The Rambam, the Gil said that the Rosh in the Rambam was living Sakim Shachar was Pasip Sur. In other words, he passed in Slavery. But the Ram is going to say, and that's the, here the girl said that we have, in our text, living Sakim Shachar was Pasip Sheo. You see, when the Rosh Dio said the Ram was, Shchitosip Sur. Mitamayim, Mishunamun, we come with fear, can Ravim, Roma, Abis, Ratuf, Ratzriche, Ratot, Ruch, Hasaloitzriche. מי לא אמר אבזיר, מי במסך ממשוכים בשפוסק שאו, שביבי לקים ומדבונו, ביקו שלום ואי כתלונים, אמרים בששתים יום וחובך. וקיימו עם קרבה של, עם מצריך הביסר, והטופר, והטופר הזה, עם קירס לו, בששתים יום וחובך. וכתלונים, מוטריד. והרב רגיל נזל דילי, כי מקום המיליון הרבזיר, ומקום הדיון הרבזיר, על מהלוך את פסוק הוריסו, בימי, ומקשו ממנו, קוראים, מישנים וייס, ויש לנו מהדיאף שהצורמיין יגיסטו תירוצים. יש לנו הדאב שאת הלוח את חמצי ילד עם מיר לחוק מנוצר מכלי הסלימון שהיא מספשת ויזדולי אבל מבושת של סאקים יצי זה מספשת ונרווחת בצי השחית ובקירה הסית So the first terrace of Armini is the truth. Everybody agrees with Rav Zeira's din of this Ashkut Mer Vachova in regard to the case of Ibn Sakin Shochtabo. Ibn Sakin Shochtabo. Because it's mir vachovach, a little bit. It widens, as you start shechting, so it widens a little bit. So, on account of the fact that it widens a little bit, so it does not become singed until the simonim do not become singed, until the rough simonim are already cut, you see. But, since it doesn't widen completely, again I held, that it widens completely. So we pass, and it doesn't widen completely. So maybe it's possible that there is a gam, in the stone of the Saki, in the side of the Saki. So if he's just in the key at the center of the Saki, so maybe there is a natural here, and he will not notice it. Maybe when he shafts, so that notch over here on the side of the Saki will tear the simon, rather than cut the simon. In other words, so what does Rav Meir say? That this Ashrite Navachovach will do so, but only it's Navachovach in middle bit, not completely. So mainly there is a possibility of the gam being in the side of the Saki, and since it doesn't widen completely the Bais Ashrite, so mainly that gam will tear the simon. The synonym in the science. That's one term. The Marshal is here, came, the Shushinele, or our Rosh, the Ishlan, and the Eshad Aloch, and the Mirvachova, the Mirvachis, and the Mishpash, and the Zonim, Rosh Rotsaki, and the Mishpash, and the Mirvachas, and the Ashkut of the Karate. The Marshal is here, came, the Shushinele, and the Raposh, the Kalle Chalek, and the Rosh Rashi, then the second time as well, I mean. ואין יש לחלק משם לאוסף כשהגיע שעסק עם הלובן ומחד הוא שיהיה תמיד מזדונים אבל בגימה שמזדונים הוא יהיה לקטחילו פעם שיהיה שם גימה ונידיה ואיזוי המלאחס and then another third the true that this is שחיתה מיר וחובך but when is it מיר וחובך if he intends if he's on guard to widen this is שחיתה but if there is a gimme so then he is not alerted to it so melee the gum the gum my tail is not the khin kas la gaib the gaib is not the yat kan ni shoy of zero with the ebet aber hat zero way the fear of zoy the ka pot of the say she same khin of the rosi a few in a ni esh khit lo yat so the two to put some mine and there is a carrot by the right now all these are shaking my khin of it and they hold that Allah is like Rabzir but even though Rabin in the line down of Zeres Mimler of Mr. Shidim Mirvachova says that the Saki doesn't require Tiki Akot Ruchase and we pass from like Rav Popper and Rav Asher and Rav Kamen that it does require so that's because over there either because it only widens a little bit so it's still a possibility of the Gam going here in this morning or because when do we say the Shidim Mirvachova if he's on guard, if he's alerted to it. But if he's not Vedic, so then he's not alerted. So then the Gam is very Asaki, my tail is money, or because only the Eved will rely on this Shidim Mirvachova, but the Chathila not. So that's why the Chathila, according to the Raibet, we have to have Dika Katochas. And the Baal Yitom gives the same teretz in Vrayim. That is a Shri Demar Lachovach, we only say Yele, but the Chathila we don't rely on. Now, what, so most Rishayim, they pass on our Kavzera. The Rif doesn't pass on our Kavzera. And the Rambam, so there are two Kesoyes. According to the Rosh, so the Rambam's Kesoy is Psulo, not just like the Rif, it doesn't pass on our Kavzera. And according to the Ram's Kesoy and our Kesoy is Shlotzikhiro, it does pass on like Kavzera. All right, that's all today. Now, for tomorrow, we are not going straight in the Gemara, because I want to integrate the Gemara Chum with the Simonim Yodeh. So Mele, for tomorrow you have to go over. You're not going to cover the next piece of Gemara, but you have to go over the small piece of Gemara that you raise on the base. יחולן ששוחטו לאחים ואילים שיטו סמשיו, מן תנא ולבינו את המון שפיטה, או מהרובה רב נוסים, עיתון לאיש הזיר במרחב ראה, זו הקסק על מי יצא בקיסר, ועל גאו חמישו חתו כדארקו, רב נוסים מאכשר, החום מפסו, הוא עיתון עליו והוא אמר לו, הלוך את רב נוסים, ובינו מלך ומלוי, שרוחו הוא בו כדאר. That small piece of Gemara, just a few lines, and then you have to go over very carefully, the Gemara that one hour that one dollar in hook, the mission, that one dollar, the mission. No for sacking the shorter, I will be shorter to the outer floor. She never is a bachelor, the halter, as she is there, have even. So you go over the whole Gemara up to the mission that one is based of no for sacking the year. So it's a whole, it's little less than a block. You have to go over the whole subject that one is starting with the mission that one dollar, and up to the Mishnah in Dafamit Beizom Dalet, the first Mishnah, Dafamit Beizom Dalet. And then you have to go over the Gemara in Yorubasra da Kovor, the Sugi of Raksa. It's a few lines, da Kovor of Dalet, that the Sugi of Raksa. Raksa means that there is a Machlekes in Gemara. Raksa means, suppose you beat out the flex, and then the chaff of the flex is Mazik. The wind blows the chaff of the flax, and that is mazik. Are you high to pay or you're not high? You are certainly not allowed to beat out the flax in such a way that it could be mazik. But suppose it is mazik. So are you clear or you're not clear? So there's a machlekes in the morning of the basket, that chovot. And then look it up the Reb Chaim, and in the Shchein Kerezi Dalat. So there Reb Chaim discusses Shchite. He discusses the union of Rakse and Shchite. Alright, so that's for tomorrow. So I will not be able to do this year if you don't go over this, the Sugye that Rondalo in Kuhn, and also the Sugye in Bulubasra that Hovolo in Dalo. Just a few lines, but it's a very important Sugye. And the Reb Chaim in the Hashem in Kuhn, that's for tomorrow. Then, after that, we'll again skip. We are not going to sit on because we have to integrate the Gemara with the Simonim Yodeh. So then, after that, but that's not for tomorrow's Shia, that's for next Sunday's Shia. So you have to go know the Gemara that the Mishnah, that Lamed Ches in Chum, the Mishnah of Hashechet in the Tichonim, Shilfosik Sheo, the Rebbeza Pesach. So that's subject, that's not for tomorrow. Up to the end, up to that tomorrow. So after this, after tomorrow, so you have to go over the Gemara. For starting the Chamit Ches on the base, up to that Chamilale, the Mishnah, that Chamilale, on the Dalet. But that's not for tomorrow. For tomorrow is that Chamilale, and the Gemara in the Basra, that Chavot. Okay.
Ready to go home?
because they are not mechama mishri. What does it mean, kavon mishri? Rashi says, the chershin mikotin michtiche be'alma mechama. They don't dazle is chama mishri. Kavon mishri means kavone to be chidr zimoni. The chershin mikotin are not mechama to be chidr zimoni. They are just mechaving to cut, but not to cut in simoni. To cut. Many times we don't even know there is such a thing as simoni, you see. And still they are just mechaving to cut. Whatever it is, not to cut the simoni, to sever the simoni, the heket of the simoni. And still it's good if Achim Rehin is. So it's a raya that kavoni is not required. They even dazzle is chavon eshrit. So even without kavone, so it's a good shrite. Chom in peis, kutono lo gom lo. Holcho, kirab nos. Vobir melech meili, sholcho ubo kedar. If inadvertently he was doing it, he was coming with the money, derach loch al avot. Alright, now to the Mishneh d'Achon el Avot. Sakin di shochato avol di shochato kidao ko psulo shenema avi zavachto vio achalto ma shahato zeveya hati yichir whatever you share the gabre the person share so that you can eat but when it's nishchato meileo like no for sakin di shochato so it's nishchato meileo then not avol di shochato kidao ko psulo shenema avi zavachto vio achalto ma shahato zeveya hati yichir. So the more it says that there is no Rashi on the Mishnah. Time is enough for only the sake was on the table and then it fell off the table because there was a wind blowing. So the wind blew it off. So then Holy Pillar who was supposed he with his force he threw it down from the table. Mamtanu will be in Kabun Mishrit, Yamarov at Nosni. It's on the Isha Zir, Rabin Chavoye. So exactly in the answer of the Kaiser. The whole Homish of the Kedako, Rabin Nos Marzir, Rahom in Paisley. Utom of the Romolo, Hoho Kiram Nosen, the Omer of Homish Militan of the Shotakhim, and Shiro, Rabin Mantanu by Kabun Mishrit, Yamarov at Nosni, Sri, why did they mention it twice? So it's Komashmon the team if he's not Mechabinich, he is a Shehu Beilo. Let's say, suppose he just is Mishabin to throw, there is a hole in the wall. So then he throws the sake to stick it into, to thrust it into the hole. He's not mechaving to any chatiche, to any act of chatiche whatsoever. Just to thrust it in the hole, in the wall. So it's also. And even if it is done by someone who is mufke of das, who has no das, so it's also. Because we have das, because we have das in the law is alright. Now the Rashi. Well, my Rabbi, God is in the law, and Rabbi made a mass list in the name of the Lord, she was in the stars of the Tanik from Nos, or has been a Rabbi, God is in the stars of the Tanik from Nos, צריך אומר, לא לא שמין דווי, אבל מחמה פילוך צריך הבאה, דווי, לא שמין רובי לא יאבי, די כמיני אוי פילוי שיו, אף אם יפילו הוא אב, אני נפסו, ויגוף היא צריך להשמין למה שגופי עד איכו, ובין שחית המקי החולום, כל מה שמין רובי זה נאמי די כמיני, וכמי תנסק מוזו הקסקי, ועוד פה לא 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 יכולים, אם הוא יפול אותי, אני יכולים תדעי, שמסניס לי כמי בהלי, יפילו לי שיו, אלא רובי די, או עד. איתמה, Nido Chanel, so we tell law, if she fell into the water and she was stable, she fell as so Omar Abiyude without Kavone of being Tebe, so Omar Abiyude on a Rav, Tehei Olibbe Iso, the Asu Olechem Bitromo, so she's metallic by law, even though the treatment took place inadvertently without her intention. So still, but she was still in the mikveh. So Mimele, she eats a good feeling, and she's the terrorist of Bailo. But we got the Tumo, in view of the fact that the feeling took place without her kavone, so Mimele, she is not allowed to be Tumo. Here in Omar, we basically talk that in the Bailo, she has so. Now we pass from all the machine, pass from like Rab. Not like a dich. Right. Omalei was split, the base of she is the terrace. Omalei hobe the Rav Nachman. Rav yom atei o the base of asolach bitrumo. So of course, hutro is a misa mi boi. What kind of a misa is it? Tome eats trumo. He claimed that Tome eats trumo. What kind of a misa is it? A misa of misa mishamayim. Kores is mochamo. So it's mafkia the isa midei. The tefillah shalom kavod. So why shouldn't it be machkia the yisa of misli shemayim? Amalei by the chumu, the chumu boi kavone. Mashiim ki likotchim or mitrumo. So that requires kavon. No tem mitnam gal shemislas. How do we know that chum doesn't drink of the chumu boi kavone? Mitnam gal shemislas shubei apo yimso. You know, for Odom, Malakelim is staying. So if a wave was detached from the sea, and then that wave had fallen so, and that wave fell by Odom, Malakelim. So it is the Lord, it's Mishnah Mikvoyim. My love, Odom, like do you decay me? Malakelim, when you have me, I follow Mishnah, what do you have to say? Odom didn't kill him, why can't you more say it? Because he slept, so he was not mechavim. The answer is, and Odom could be mechavim when he sees that the wave rises and is becoming detached from the sea. So at that time he intends, oh, I want that wave should overtake me and be retired. So he couldn't come on. Mashenkin, Gabi Kaili. So that means Gabi Kaili, the Balakli was not even sleeping there. Just there was a keli lying on the beach, and then the gal was dislodged, and it over, and he fell on the keli, and no one was standing there to be mechavim that she should be retired the keli. So the mele did, so the keli has referenced the case where he did the kavon. So other than the keli, also he did the kavon. Because like this we could say, there was reference to the case where the other was mechavim, while the way was detached from the sea, he was mechavim that it should be retired. So Allah was communicating, but in the Chavna from Nama, we boy a kavon, Mimai, human yish, mitzapa, maybe it is a reference to the case where the person brought the keli, put it on the beach, on the sand, and he was waiting, he was anticipating that the wave would rise and be detached, and then to follow the keli, so he was mishapa. Eimes ha yitzapa askin, eimes ha yitzo yishagal. The keli do mi lodo, ma lodo mi bine kavone af, yun name dikom yechavu, yechavu lodo. Tereteine, yeish yitzapa ma yomema, ma oriteinu ligza mishmacha ole shol shomi, yun name ligza, ligza. O roshi no to kifi, because there is a loche, that if a gal was mislash, if a gal was mislash, so in other words, a and the valleys, and then it falls like this, the gap, in the form of a curve. So if somebody will throw, let's say suppose the gap is this last from the sea, and then as it rises, and it, as it detached from the sea, it stands on the ground that way. It stands on the ground that way. So if it, so if you throw the needle, let's say, in the stomach, in the column, in the standing column, so that's how Gabi Kalak, Mashiach, so it's really good for it. But if you throw a needle into the top, you know, which is not standing on Gabi Kalak, so then the tree is not a good for it. What's the pshat? The pshat is, I'm kind of explaining that there is a loche. The tefillah has to be, mikveh has to be mechuba lekaak. Mikveh has to be mechuba lekaak. You cannot have a mikveh that is not mechuba, that is not mechuba lekaak. In other words, how about a mikveh that is set up, let's say, on the 40th floor? So it's still mechuba lekaak, because the building stands on Gabi Kalak. But in Achaname, suppose you will install a mikveh in an airplane, and then somebody will go through it in the mikveh in the airplane, it will not be good to it, because the airplane is not standing on Gabi Kalak. So in Melee, the water is not mechuba to the Kalak. That's halacha in the rising, that the mikveh has to be mechuba to the Kalak. Even the Rishayim who say that Kuri Shol is kosher in the rising, so Shol is kosher, but it has to be mechuba to the Kalak. It has to be mechuba to the Kalak. So, and but that doesn't mean that the mikveh has to be on the ground floor. It can be on the 40th floor also, on top of the on the roof of the Empire State Building, or the Sears Building, because the building is set up mechuba. But in Achname, if you make a mikveh on the plane, you construct a mikveh on the plane, and then you'll be able, while the plane is avir, not standing out of the car, okay, so then the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. The tefillah will not be a good tefillah. So Mela here, if when a wave is detached, and let's say, and it stands for a moment, you know, before it lies down completely, so for one moment it might stand in the form of a curve, you know, of a curve, an arc, you know. So then if somebody will throw a needle, let's say in the column, the standing columns of the arc, of the curve, so then it's a good feeling, because that's standing the Kalak, and the Kalak, even though in another second it will fall down, but right now it's standing on the Kalak. But if somebody will throw the needle in the curve, in the upper arc, you see, that's not standing on the Kalak. So maybe the feeling is not a good feeling. So maybe I could say, leave the Roshim or the Kivim, commercially gazer. We know that the matrim will be keeping with none. Matrim will be a Roshim. It's a price in Chagim. We matrim will be keeping. She matrim will be avia. El achum will be kavone miyem. Miyem, no? With none. Here is not only the Chama of the mind. Posh at Mishi Yod of Tneis. Not one Yod of Tneis. And here is in on the Chiyud. In other words, if without kavone, water fell, let's say, on oranges, so then it doesn't become Mukshal Kabbalah Stumme. Because in order that the Neichel should become Mukshal Kabbalah Stumme as a result of water, of Mashke, coming upon it, it has to be Midas. Yuchiyutam bini lechiyutim, as the Gemara says, in Bo Mitzir, in Eo Mitzir. So, Upeh etzein lechiyutam, bini lishmut shiyutri olof, but suppose he had Kabbalah, that the hand in other words, it doesn't have that kavone that the water should fall on the pears. As long as he had kavone that the water should fall on his hands, even though he was not mechamim, he should fall on the pears, and then it fell on the pears, so it becomes mukshal kabbalas. Eisa Rabbi Rav Nachman, Tov HaRechum V'Yudak Mechum, Tov HaRechum V'Yudak Mechum, is also my say, who's a king, who's a glory. Now let's see the Rashi. Yichum lechuchum huzak, nechsam nishastinu likach, horek varma, so it's a kasha against Rav says that he doesn't, the tchum doesn't require that one. So all right, I'm not sure that the tchum also reminds her the way of tchum loy boy kama. The high vitamin go hozak, not that he has to be scavenged for tchum. Die ist der Raschmin und aber dann die Schramm mit Tür ist da, wo ich habe keine Schuhe, keine Schuhe, keine Schuhe. Es ist Toma, wo ich auch sage, wie Toma, mal ein Rab, wie Toma, Frau, wie die Schuhe, wo ich hier, wie Toma, wie Meise, aber Toma, wie Schuhe, eben da, wo ich muss nach die Schramm mit O, eben die Schuhe, so denn, die Schuhe, wie sie gut viele, weil ich habe, so war die Schuhe, komm, hat vorhin, nur von da, Raschmin. And he told me who that mutter of whom was on my easier. That's why the old machine passed my crowd, even though the general crowd is whenever there is a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechan, so the Allah is Rabbi Yechan. But here there is a riot in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, so about the Chuyo Kamakhalai. So then he says, no fact that Rashkan can you tell me who that mutter of whom was on my easier. So that means that the price is in the commons, in the sheet of Rab, that home doesn't require kamoni. Only my sashemi requires kamoni. Truma, my sashemi. What he says, my sashemi, he doesn't mean my sashemi. My sashemi is mutalit name also. It means my sashemi. Because my sashemi is also mitume. Omer, Abayel Rabbi, he said, Reime tenet miyufti lebeichen in ho, so then it's a kasha against Rabbi Yechon. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Udo Omer Kavnis, and Bili Yisi. So in other words, that means that Rabbi Yechon agrees with Yochid, the Tamei Rabbi Yisi, but the other Tamei hold the Tchum doesn't require Kavone. That's why Omer Yishin, he passed from Aikra. Tanya Rabbi Yisi, they know the Kubas Shemis, that's the Gabiti Begetomei. So there it says, a beggar that has a nega. So then, first you make a hezgia, and then you make another kibbutz at the end of the hezgia. The matamun machine is, of course, since it was mentioned already that it was kubas once, so naturally it's the second time. Now let's see the rash. Nigib godim ksidu beis kibbutzim. תרבייס את רשיינו וחיפס שם בהנגע ויש דירי דירי שאיפשע או ימי דו ייחה whether as a result of washing the beged maybe that the beged with the nega won't fade away maybe it will sweat וכי בשני לאחר הלכיה איפה בסן די שאחר כבשרי ש והבגד וישר סיר הארל וקובי או העיר אשר נחבים ורשיינו כזמזגיה ויסום אמן נגע מייזגיה וקובשיינו should feel the Torah. Why do we have to say Shemis? Even if the Torah didn't say Shemis, I would know it the second time, because once it was already mentioned that it has to be washed. Matish the Beze Shniyom, the Beze Reshenu. Mat the Beze Reshenu, it does, because it's for the purpose, deliberately for the purpose of seeing whether it will fade away as a result of the washing, or it will spread. After the Beze Shniyom, it does. Im Allah bin das Kind, because the Kind does it, deliberately, Afkam bin das Kind, Tamunim et Kiyam et Kol Mokim. It doesn't require das Kind, only it does by him. So in other words, and that's who. So Rabbi Yisrael, he holds the Kiyam et Kol Mokim. So Rabbi Yisrael holds what Rabbi Yisrael, but Allah is like Rav, because all the other Tamunim et Rabbono, of a minister, he said, they are here, can be home, that home doesn't require a one. And that's the price that says, who's at the home, and only who's at the mice. And the Rabbi Yechon Lohe, the Rabbi Yechon Lohe, it's time to be how can Rabbi Yechon say, that whom requires kavone. V'om Rabbi Yechon Halochek is tam mishne, utnam lo fosakim mishochto, avo pishe shochto ki darko is psulo. Vapirem bo, tal medinov lo, hoi pilo hukseyo viyachol gavuloi mechavei vamiro mantanu boikamo mishrite oma rabba rabbi osni mishri so rabbi osni so in other words so then the more making an equation between shrite and tefillin. The more as the kasha, it's strange. What's the shayachas between shrite and tefillin? How can Rabbi Yochanan say that the tefillin requires kavanah in mechum, but we see the Mishnah says that shrite doesn't require kavanah. So shrite doesn't require kavanah. But what does it do? What bearing does it have upon tefillin? Shrite doesn't have kavanah, doesn't require kavanah. But tefillin requires kavanah. What's the shayachas? So then the Gemara in the Teretz, that Abishchite Apir Ravines in the Yesin, the Gemara Rachmona Misasi in Kochin Posol, Mirwal Bechum, Lo Yibin on Kavone. In other words, that in Ravines in the Yesin, it is made that Shchite doesn't require Kavone. Shchite doesn't require Kavone. Why? Because we have a special just a Kosovo. That Kochin without Kavone is possible. If Shchitas Chum would also require Kavanah, why did the Torah have to say in respect to Kochin that it requires Kavanah? I mean, every Shchita requires Kavanah. The fact that the Torah says in respect to Kochin it requires Kavanah implies that only Kochin requires Kavanah, but Chum does not require Kavanah. So, alright, so that's the Terrace of the Gemara. In other words, there is no equation between Tvila and Shchita. But the Gemara, what was the Makshin discussion? So apparently, the Karolin, like Karolin, what has Shchita to do with Tefillin? Shchita does not require Kavanah, but Tefillin might require Kavanah. I mean, what has one thing to do with the other? So what's the Pshat of Gemara? So from this Gemara, we see a big Chiddush. We see the Chiddush, that the reason as to why the Rabbono say that Shchita, there's a machleket between Rabbono and Rabbono, Snui Paschal and Rabbono, when Rabbono hold that Shchita requires Kavanah, not Kavanah of Shchita, of being Matia, the behemoth of Shchita, but Kavanah of Chitcha Simon, the Stasis points out, Chatar, so Rabbono also made it. That Shchita does not require Kavanah to be matter baby, because we have a Gzeiros HaKosov, that Kochin requires Kavanah of Shchita. So that's a Gzeiros HaKosov, that Chum does not require Kavanah of Shchita to be matter through the Shchita. But it requires Kavanah of Tefillin Zimon, according to Rabbono. And according to Rav Nosson, it doesn't require. So if you look from this Gemara, it appears that the reason is why Shchita. The reason is why Shchita requires Kavanah according to Rabbanon is not a peculiar din in Shchita, but it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kulo. In other words, you know, there are certain Shchita requires a Maisov, because there is a Yosakosov, Masha to Zeveach HaTorayechem, Masha Ato Zeveach. What you, the government, human being, a voluntary agent, is shechts. That is matter bachle. But if a non-king will shech, so the Tisefta says, Masha to the Veach at Eichel, Prat to Shchita Skeiv, because he's not the Gadre. Masha ato the Veach is a Vach Tov. Whatever you shech, through you my Shchita. But, so it has to be, the Shchita has to take place by a voluntary agent, by a human being, not by a non-king. Now, but not Nishchato Meileo. So Mele, apparently, it's much more from that Gemara, and that's in the Shita of the Rosh, we'll soon see. Of course, the Rashba and the Rosh are both chelikas, but from this Gemara, if look, it appears like the Shita of the Rosh, that the reason is why the Rabbonon of Rabbonos require Kavanah by Shchita, not because of his special Almoch HaTashim, not because of his special Almoch HaTashim, but since there is a Yosakos of Ashkita, that it has to be Nishra. So in Maise Odom, Masha Tzeveach, Atreich, and Mizobachva, Prague is good as gay, it cannot be Shritam Lulel. It's only Matavachile, if it is this water, fluid Maiseshri. By another way, what do you mean about that? A voluntary agent. Now, if a person, if a human being does the Shrite without Kavone, so then it's considered like a mechanical act. It's not an act by a voluntary agent. What's the, there is a fundamental difference between an act done by a human being and an act done by a wind. Let's say, suppose there is a stone on the sill of the wind, like this, on the sill of the wind. Much greater force than the average human being, so still it's not considered as a maisi, but it's considered as an act by itself, as an act of nature, that it's a mechanical act that nature does by itself. But when a human being does it, then you cannot say it's an act of nature, because it's done by a gabba. So when is an act done by a human being distinguished from a mechanical act? An act done by the wind only when the act is done deliberately by a human being. But if it's done by a human being, not deliberately but inadvertently, so then the human being is like a wind. So it's an act of nature. It's a mechanical act. So it's not a maisi odom. So it's not attributed to the odom as a maisi odom, as a voluntary agent. But it's an act done by a human being like an object of nature. A human being is subject to two forces. First of all, a human being is subject to all the forces of nature, like a stone, like anything else. He is a hefter, and a human being is also, because of his freedom of will, because of the freedom of choice, is also a voluntary agent. He can exercise his decision, his will. So in other words, so when is an act done by a human being distinguished essence from an act done by wind, then it's not a mechanical act if it's done with kavone. But if it's done with kavone, then the act by the human being is like an act done by the wind. It's considered like nasas melo. It's not attributed to the odom as his act. It's like nasas melo. In other words, nature did the act through the human being. The way nature manipulates a certain act through the wind. So nature manipulated the act for the human being, so it's a mechanical act. It's not misyachis. The pure is not misyachis to the other. So that's the reason is why Shchite requires kavone. Not that there is a special aloha by Shchite according to the other. No, there is no special aloha. There is no xeras akosu by Shchite requires kavone. On the contrary, according to Rav Nosson, so there is a special xeras akosu from Kochi that Shchite's home does not require kavone. But otherwise, I would say like Rabbi Yochanan that it requires kavone. That's what the Gemara says. Some mele. That's the raya of the Gemara. That the reason is why Rabbono of Hanosim require kavone by Shchite, not because of his special aloha, his special requirement by Shchite, but because it's a given collateral kule. If an act is done inadvertently, then it's a mechanical act. And it's not misyachis to the government. It's considered like nasis melo. Alright. The Gemara is the kasha the rabbono. So, I'm not sure. נהיל ובינון כבונה מזוויחה ויכתיך לינו. אמר רבי, בהו זקינו רב נוס ורבו, מי כסי וחותחתו וזובחתו כסי. וזובחתו כסי. זו אי בינון כבונה ויכתיך אפילו מזוויחה נאמר לבוי, אילו אי בינון כבונה מזוויחה, ויכתיך נאמר לבוי. ויכתיך נאמר לבוי. היכה דומן נידש נאו ומוד נאו נאו נאו. היכה דומן נידו. Shenenso. How do we visualize the case of Nido Shenenso Vitov? That we say, Nido Shenenso Vitov, so Rav says there will be Svasura Vitov. And Rabbi Yechon says, Afli Beisa Vitov. So, how do we visualize? So, we visualize it in the case. If, let's say, friend of hers, so picked up Rochel and threw her into the mikveh, and it was Magma. So Leila, then it's Kavone also, because there is Kavone by the Madbir. Then somebody told me, don't have the Adolo, Kavone the Chavot, Kavone Maliasi, maybe from Namorach. נתנן אחר שזווה שייטה ועשומה ושנית רבודאי טוב ואיש לא מפיקחס ניסקנס איסון ניסקנס איסון איזה יכול להיות בתרומה in other words, if somebody is incompetent if he, so then if he picks her up and dumps her into the mikve so then it's a good tefillah and she can even leave בתרומה because the kavone of the madvil is considered so what does it mean in the shenet? So, Amar Akpope, Rav Nosen, Shenofo Min HaGesher, Om Rabbonon, Sheyodo Lehokir. Now again we see an equation between Tzvila and Shrita. An equation between Tzvila and Shrita. And that can only be explained on the basis of the premise that according to Rabbonon, that Shrita requires Kavona Sefira Semoni. So it's not a peculiarity of Shrita. It's not a special in Shrita. It's a general thing, because if there is no kavona of tikkas emunah, then it's not an act by a voluntary agent, then it's a mechanical act. So it's not smelo. So then the shchita is nishchata meileo, the atzmo. It's not done for a maizish. When is a human act distinguished from a mechanical act? Only if it's done with kavona. But if it's done without kavona, so then it's like an act done by the wind. Can you say that the wind threw the stone down? The wind doesn't throw the stone down. Through the wind, the stone was thrown down by itself. So if a person shechts, without any kavanah whatsoever, so then we don't say that the person was shechting the behemoth. The behemoth was nishchetov mi'ilel, but through a mechanical act of the owner, of the owners. So the pulley is not misyachsis to the other. So the Gemara says, how do we visualize a case of tefillah shaloi b'kavone? So according to Rav Nosson, that we don't require chtichas emunah altogether, kavone of chtichas emunah altogether, some mele, the beinion of tefillah would be visualized where she was walking on a bridge and then it became loose and she fell down into the river. But according to Rabbonon, the Shrita requires Kavone, so Rav couldn't say that he stayed on the Yisro, because if Shrita requires Kavone, why does Shrita require Kavone? Why? Because if there is no Kavone whatsoever, then it means that it's a mechanical act. It's not an act of a nice order. That he wasn't sheichet. The order wasn't sheichet. It was nishchet omeilel. So here, the woman was not tibeles. She didn't make a nice tibeles. She was nidelo by itself. Mechanically, she was nidelo. Through her falling down into the river. So there is no nice tibeles. And in order to become toyer, so there has to be a nice tibeles. Not just to be Nidra, but there has to be a Maisefila. There has to be a Maisefila. So, Rabnosi Shelof Nagesha, or Rabbonon Chiyodolokia, but according to the Rabbonon who say that Shrite without Kavone, so then is no Shrite, so that means, why? Because it's not his Maize Shrite, it is Mishrite Omeleo, so it will, without Kavone is also not his Tvile, not his or her Tvile, it's Toglo Meleo. So that it wouldn't be Eile, couldn't be Eile. So in other words, so we can visualize when the woman did go down into the Mikre, but her purpose was not to mutai herself, her purpose was to cool off. She felt very hot, it was a hot day, so she wanted to cool off. So she decided to immerse herself in water. So that's like Kavone of Ptichas Emunim without Kavone of Shrikiti. So anyway, from all these Gemara it seems that the reason is why Shrite requires Kavone according to Rabbonon is not a peculiar thing of Shrite, but because if there is no Kavone, so then it's not his Maise, it's not the Sheikh, it's Maise, it's not the Siachse, the Puri is not the Siachse. Now let's see, in light of this Gemara, let's go over the Rosh. Second half of Paragraph Ches in Perik Asher, in the Rosh. No Fosakin is page 300 in my Gemara. I don't know how it's in here. No Fosakin is Shochto, Aval Pish is Shochto, Ki Da Ako Psuo, Shnemo is Zavachto, Ve Achalto, Mashato, Ve Veach, Atoeir. Tani No Fos, Hoi Pilo Huk Sheiro, Hoi Pilo Huk Sheiro, ואחרגל ומחל ושמחציחי אלא שנסחל להפילו כשנביא לבח ולאכלתו כי אם שנסחל להפילו ולדי שנפיל לשוחתו אבל נופסק מיודי ולא יקבונה הרי כמו שימוי סון ונחס להקירו ונפילו סור רוח ויקרינו בי ולבח ולאכלתו כי אם שנסחל ולשום דוב וכאי מדרמנוס ולבו יקבונה כלל וחום ולבו לרחמונת ולסס את פסל וקודשי ואף לכתיך ולבו יקבונה לא, הוא הקסיב לך תחתו, אבל הוא זבחתו. ומי הוא בואי כבונה שום דבר אי אפשר. הוא הקסיב לזבחתו, דאב לך להפוך את כמו יבוסיסו. ליצור לך להסחב עם שום דבר מייסי. ובינחם למיקרה שירגב. ואף אגב, נתניון יכול לזין לרחום ששוחתו, ואחרי עם רייס ושחתו סן שירו, הלמו לבינו כתונו לשריטה, יסרחו אחר השניות. די השניות הוסף גבי חרשים וקופנו, אבל מיני חוסו מבחר משפטיך בעומק, אבל נטיל אלו מחב לשנכתיך אין אולי, בי אשמין הוכן, אבל מי שבוסם כאילו דעס, אבל לא שבוסם כאילו דעס, אין אולי כמשהו. So the Rosh mentions it very big finish. And neither the Rosh Gaon, the Rosh Abayis, nor the Ro, in Bedek Abayis, agrees with the Shid of Rosh. They have been machlekes in another question. But the Rosh, according to the Rosh, so it's only a question of Kavon. He says that even according to Rav Nosson, we pass on Kavos that Kavone of Tichas Emunim is not required. So Kavone of Tichas Emunim is not required. But Kavone Kolbe who is required. Even according to Rav Nosson. In other words, the machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rav Nosson is the case where a person will say, I was holding the sake. And there is a hole in the wall here. And the Ali was mischavim to thrust the sake in the hole in the wall. I was mischavim to cut the simonim, but then the behemoth was ascending the wall, and as I was trying to thrust the sake, so the sake, the roch of avoye, so moved along the neck of the behemoth and cut the simonim. So according to Rav Nosson it's good, according to Rabbonon it's not good. Why? Because according to Rabbonon, kavone of the simonim is required. Rav Nosson says, as long as there was any kavone by the author, then it's concealed his mice. So who is this assassin? But suppose I was sleeping, and then I turned over in my sleep, I turned over, and there was a sake, and I pushed the sake, there was a sake lying down there, and as I was turning over in my sleep, without any kavone, so I pushed the sake down, and on the floor there was a behime, and the sake moved on the neck of the behime, and cut the simonim of the behime, probably. I mean, it's an unusual thing, but suppose it happened. So then, even Rav Nosson would be made that the shchite would not be a good shchite. The shchite would not be a good shchite, because here, he didn't have any kavone, not even kavone zriki. The case of the machloket between Rav Nosson and Rachamim involves a situation where he had kavone of zriki, but he didn't have kavone of tikasimoni. But when he turns over himself in his sleep on the bed, and then he pushes down a knife from the bed, and it falls on the behemoth and causes simonim, so then he wasn't in his chave to be zeric. There was no kavone whatsoever. Then the shvita is not shvita. Why isn't the shvita? Why? It's not nasin kirche. But even when a person is asleep, he exercises force. He exercises force. Now, that case that the Rosh mentions, what would be the aloha according to the Rajwa and according to the Rosh? It would be a good shvita. You saw the machlekes between the Rajwa and the Rosh in the case where a person has a sake. The machlekes between the Rajwa and the Rosh is in a case like this. Suppose I have a sake. I have a sake like this. So if I take a sake and I use force, and I share, so then it's literally, but suppose I hold a sack like this, and then I don't use force, I just let it off, let it off. Or suppose I have the sack between my feet, and then I move away one foot from the other, and then the sack falls down, and there is a behind on the floor, and then it shakes the behind. So the Rajwa says that it's literally. And the Rabbi said, the horse says, it's not literally. And the Rajwa has a figure. And then he mentions a riot from the Morin Bulgham. Who is always in the house with Sikhike? The Loy Kibo, Bishoko, the Pilo, the Dalit Lord, who is off the high. So, in other words, if I have a stone on my lap, between, and the stone is between my 2 feet, and I hold it, then I move away one foot from one leg from the other. So, maybe the stone falls, and there is a person lying on the floor. So the stone falls on him, and it injures him. So then I'm highly allowed. So that even though he didn't use any force, he just was mesir. He just removed the keach hamneir. So let's say, suppose I have a stone in my hand, and I don't throw the stone on the person, but I just pick up my hands. And really it falls down. So it falls down to the force of gravity. The force of gravity. This is what the therapist tried to do with me, and I'm a very slow student in learning them. They want to teach me how to relax. So how does one relax? I don't know how to relax. How does one relax? He has to lie down, close his eyes, and then let his hand fall down to the force of gravity. Not as a voluntary. I can do it because I was trained by my parents to be voluntary, not to be hurt, not to be an object. So suppose, in other words, if I have a stone in my hand, and instead of using force, I just pick up my fingers, then it falls. So it falls, does it fall through my force? No, it falls through the law of gravity. Through the law of gravity it falls. So it's not that I use force. So whosoever nachmus echeke, loyikepo, vishocho, and you remove his fingers, maybe it fell from gravity, so then he's higher born. So we see that Hasoras Keach Hamneia is considered his mice nearby. So maybe it should be a good shrit. That's what the Rashi's conclusion is. Then he mentions Teisves Yisrael. Where does Teisu discuss that? No one knows. I mean, we'll soon see. Where does Teisu discuss that? But there is no explicit basis at that effect. But the Rashba paskens that the Shchit is in which Shchit. He said the whole Hachm, because things that Shchit is become better. But it's only Shchit is that is in which Shchit. And the Raya is from Moisrael and Machasek is a Chiki, where he can be Mishok, so we don't work out. So then the Berichat Baalit is, the Hor says, what bearing does Dalet Vorim have, does Dalet Vorim have upon Shchit? By Dalet Vorim, the only thing that is required is that it should be done by the person be or die. So Asor Askeya Chamenea is considered his Maestri or dying. It's not from Asor Askeya Chamenea. But here there is Aloche Mashatir Veya Hateyechel that it has to be Mishrat Mikia Gavre. It has to be Mishrat Mikia Gavre. So in Mele there is no Kia Gavre. There are many chules in the Achen. A person, if he sheikhet has Parkinson disease, he has a Parkinson disease. You know, and a person has the Parkinson disease so many times. So he doesn't have the control over his vision. So sometimes the hand will move by itself, by the law of gravity, it will fall down like this. It will fall down like this too, I mean, at the beginning, after the stroke. So I when I didn't have any sensation on the left side, so my hand always fell down, dropped to the law of gravity, not through my own force. Now I have sensation, so it doesn't fall down, it doesn't drop through the force of gravity. So there are many chules ve'achim that the sheikh who has, and that one who has the Parkinson's disease is not holy shrit. Why? Because many times, it's not always like that. But if somebody suffers from the Parkinson's disease, or cerebral palsy, I mean, you know, any neurological disease, so then many times he doesn't have the control over the movement of his hands. And instead of being an act of the person, it's done by gravity, not by him. So Mele, according to the so the machleket between the Rashbam and the Rovis in the case, not where there is no kavan. There could have been kavan. Let's say, suppose I have the sack and I hold the sack like this, and then I am the chavan, I deliberately lift my fingers. So I have kavane, there is kavane. It's not inadvertently, but the kavane I do it that way. But I don't exercise force. I'm just nisir the kea hamineya. So the Rashba says it's a good shritin, just as we got without going this time. And the Ror says, no, it's not a good shritin. Because here there's a cause of Masha Atos, and Reach HaTeichel implies that he has, it has to be Mishrat Nikiagav. Shritin requires Kiagav. And if it's not Mishrat Nikiagav, then it's not a good shritin. Because it's a loch of Kiagav. And what is the Rashba Shite? That Masha Tzivir HaTeichel doesn't imply a requirement of Kiyagav. That it has to be Mishrat al Diodom, not Mishrat al Meilel. So the Gavir al Dvorim also, if the Chvore takes place by itself, so it's only Grome, so Mele is not Chayil al Dvorim. When is Chayil al Dvorim? When does the Maisim get died? Not if it takes place by itself. And still, the Gemara says in Volokame at the end of the second period, Hoysael and Nachas was a chayte, the Nika be Mishocho be Noflo, if it fell through gravity. So he was just Meisel Kiyach Abnea, and then it fell by itself through gravity. So it's Chayil al Dvorim, so we see it's considered his Meisel, even though it's not Mishchato Mekeche. So here too, as long as it's Mishchato, it's Ishchit as order, so it's Mishchit. So what is the machlekin between the Rashba and the Ror? The machlekin between the Rashba and the Ror is in regard to the question as to whether it requires Kiya Gavre, Shrite, or the Alochim is only Masha Tzeveach, HaTeichel, Masha Atol Tzeveach. There has to be Maise Shrite Sodom. And so that's a good riot. In order to be Chayla or Dvorim, there has to be Maise Yedai. So Hasor Askeya Chamineya constitutes a Maise Odom. Maise Odom is not considered Gomim. So here the Shrita is not Mishrita or Mikrome, it's a good Shrita. It's a good Shrita. Now suppose somebody would check. Suppose somebody would check. Well, we discussed that with the child. Anyway, but the Rosh is doing something else. The Rosh has referenced the case where he wasn't mishaving to do anything. Let's say in his sleep, he turned around and he threw down the sake on the floor. So then there was mamish iskei achodah. But still, the shrita is not good shrita, because kavona was like. So the Rosh shrita is not to be mixed up with the shrita of the Rajbar at all. It's a different shrita altogether. Right, now, I ask you to go over the Reb Chaim. It's very strange. It's very, very strange as to why Reb Chaim makes himself, made himself oblivious of the Rajbo and Ro. I'm sure that Reb Chaim knew the Rajbo and Ro. Why you don't mention it? Don't mention the Rajbo and Ro. I mean, what Reb Chaim says is the same lomdes as the Ro's lomdes. But why didn't he mention it? Well, it's kasha Reb Chaim. Don't understand. And it's very strange that Reb Chaim has here two terutzim on the Rambam, and both terutzim are mentioned by Rambam. The Yudalet Haloch Aleph. Now, I assume that you went over the Gemara in Vulbascha that Chavod. You should have come over. I mentioned it yesterday. I mentioned it in the morning. In the morning, the Muhammad at Samach. Small piece of the mark. Misha also gave me some shalai. So of a harchik, kidei shol yaziko. He hoi so a ruach, who shum zayir yisi, kei shiis in lachni, in vichot zorofo, in neir as a pishto, al vichai wa harchik, kidei shol yagi, kidei yaziki, vatu as a ruach kutsuyo, shikolei ki shiiziki vichatsyo, ama kishu vichai wa harchik kocha, in vichot ruach, hamitsuyo hamit, zorofo, vichiko bon, potom yishan, שרוח הוא ששיר איזה, נזק זה בו מכיח מזיק על זה. עד כמה שם. So the Rambam mentions here two hours. One hour ahead, as far as החוק המזוק is concerned. In general, we should know that there is the מזיק of Bulu Basre and there is the מזיק of Bulu Kame. The מזיק of Bulu Kame discusses liability, whether one is מחויב or one is not מחויב. The מזיק of Bulu Basre of Yachter generally doesn't discuss for you with liability, but as to whether a person can be restrained in being a mazik, somebody else. In other words, so machikim, the old achokes, what does it mean? That a person is entitled to an injunction. He's entitled to an injunction restraining the other person from being mazik. That's what Bolobasa discusses. But we can maybe discuss something else, not whether a person, under which circumstances, a person is entitled to an injunction, restraining another person from indulging in hezek to him. But under what circumstances, if one was mazik, caused damage to another person, is he entitled to compensation, to liability? Is he liable? Under what circumstances is he liable? Under what circumstances is he not liable? So the mazik of Rokami discusses chiyuvi tashlumi for hezik done. The mazik of the Robasta of the Achbir generally does not discuss whether one is chayav or one is not chayav, but whether one is entitled to injunction, whether one has his chus to force the other fellow to be restrained in being mazik. So the Rambam says as follows, that as far as raksi is concerned, what does raksi mean? Raksa means, suppose someone has a flax plantation. He has a flax plantation. Now you have to beat out the flax. So what you do, you beat out the flax, and then the wind cooperates with you, and it tosses away the chaff from the flax. So the question is, let's say, Ruben and Shimon. So Ruben are adjoining neighbors, and Ruben, let's say, in his field is engaged in beating out the flags. And then the chair does damage to Shimon. Can Shimon come to Bezdin and demand that Bezdin should issue an injunction against Reuven, that Reuven should cease beating out the flags in his field? Because by doing that, he causes damage to Shimon. So the halacha is, so there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Borobasra. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Borobasra between certain amoroi. Now the Gemara in Borobasra the Chobot. The Chobot of Medallion, the first line. The Beiba Marian, Prey the Robin, Kavanatze Kipne, when they beat out the flex, have also their access or the chair from the flex, who went, Umaskinche, and was Mazi. Also, they come to Rabine, and they demanded of Rabine, they asked Rabine, that Rabine should issue an injunction against Bar Marian, they shouldn't do it, they should stop doing it. Omaru, now there is a machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi Yisi, whether a mizik la'achakes atzmei or a mazik la'achakes atzmei. So the Rabbon say, machikin es oilo min abeir, chofei amu. In other words, if Reuven and Shimon, let's say, have a joining sodis next to each other, and Reuven wants to plant a tree, so Shimon can demand that he move away from the place where he plants the tree, 25 amos from the border of his field. Why? Because the Shoroshi and the Spashi can extend 25 amos and they will do damage to the bear that Shimon has in his field. So the Rabbon hold our mazik ha'achas atzmei. So then Rabbi Yisi says, no, our mazik ha'achas atzmei. If Shimon demands that Reuven move away, so Reuven can tell Shimon, why should I move away? You move away. Don't leave the bear close to the border. Don't move away close to the border, because our mazik ha'achas atzmei. So we pass on like Rabbi Yisi, that our mazik ha'achas atzmei. But maybe Rabbi Yisi will hear the way that if it's done by a dying or even out of the home, so then Rabbi Yisi is made that the Ramazik la'arekis out. So the Gemara says, also come here, Rabbi Yisi. So here, Reuven and Shimon have adjoining fields, and not Reuven and Shimon, but Marian and Reuven had adjoining fields, and Barmarian was engaged in beating out the flax on his field, and then he did damage to Reuven, because the chef was mazik his scraps or whatever he was mazik. So Reuven came before Rabine and he requested Rabine that Rabine should restrain Barmarian from beating out the flax. So also the Kamir Rabine, Omaru, Kiyam, in other words, Reuven said, in view of the fact that Aloche, that Omaru, Kiyam, Rinon, made Rabbi Yisi, begir the way, so Rabine refused to issue an injunction. Why? Because he said, we pass like Rabbi Yisi, and true we say that Rabbi Yisi is made a begir the way, but that's only if it's begir the way. Because how was the hezek done? The chef did not blow because of the beating by the Marian. The chef was flying, was being tossed by the force of the wind. So maybe it's not the other way. It's not the other way. Maskel v'mal rabashe, maishin mizere l'ruach z'ayte, so it's chayre chatos. So if somebody winnows the crop, so then he's hired, but there too, the wind cooperates with him, it's done for the wind, So we say it's through higher hatas because we integrate. There is a process of integration. We attribute the act done by the wind to the person, because without the winnowing by the person, the wind wouldn't be able to drive away the chaff from the grain. So here too, we should integrate the act of the wind with the act of the person, which we attribute to the person. So it should be entitled to an injunction. Meistens selber sei eide, um Ru kam in den Marema, um Ru heine selber noch sei eide. So Marema was really kam an Rabbi. That he was entitled. U Rabbine meistens die Gesser jetzt in der Sabbatisch, wie sie kreib mich alle, hoss und ich habe Leser, hoch und ich habe Leser. Lech und Leser. So in other words, so we have here a machlikes between Amaroi. Rabbine holds that Raxe is not entitled to an injunction in the case of Raxe. And according to Marba Ravashi and Reima, he is entitled to an injunction. How does the Rambam passen? Like Rabine or like Reima and Marba Ravashi? So the Rambam passen is like Reima and Marba Ravashi. Now again, Rosh Hashanah. Misho se dir bezich shalei tzor vahalche kidish li yaziki. Afi hoi so ruach ushtaliya iz. Beish isim lachri. In yichas ofo. ונראה את הפשטות, אבל זה חי להכי, כדי שהוא יגיע, לא יזיקה, ואפילו על ידי רוח מצויו, שקורא לו כמי שיזיקי בחצר בי, אף על פי שחי להכי. So how does he pask not like Rabbi? But he is entitled to an injunction. He pasks like Nareima and Mar Barabash. But still, suppose he did it, so if he comes, if the damaged part is asking for an injunction to restrain the other fellow from doing it, then he's entitled to an injunction. But if he's asking for payment for the damages, then he's not entitled. The Avot B, Shuhai Rahi Kokahi, Biho, Ruach Amtsuyo, Hamid Zesov, or the Zikoben, Potom Yishal, Shuruach Ushisir Isi, the Inezit Zed Bobiki Ahmazinat. So he says, because of them you hold the posak. So why is the potam on showing for the damage? Because it's done for the wind. So because of them you hold the posak, if you have a thousand of his money, I walk in Zion. So he's saying it's, people who live say, oh, I hire, shall go out, the Chalagir, Mahazik, and Shalom, and Shalom, and Yotish, and Chosot, Kishor, Kol, and Maziki, after the Shini, Harry, and Hedi, the Apogal, the Ruach, Sia, Yisi, and Kol, and Mokim, ואין שם מגמישן שם שאיק שם זה יפני על צורכיר ויגייס הקושי והרבה מדבר דין הוא מכיר כל שיקרומי אל דמו ליבו ליבסי רוח ועל יקרומי הוא פוטה וגם ליבו ליבסי רוח כזו הרמב״ם לחייל ואיך כזו פוחד ופוטה וכבר היק שם כל זה המגמישן שם והנה יתס בסנהדן דמיין זיין היק שם למנדום הסולת לקשי וקשי היא על הרמב״ם פסקס וגבי השלובים so it's not only showing why because it's done through the cooperation of the wind, it's kiyach ha-hamur vei, so libel u'psor ruach, it's also done through the cooperation of the wind. And still there, the Rambam paskens, that it's chayim l'shal. Now, how it's about libel u'psor ruach? What, there we also have a machlekes, in Gimor and Bolo Kam, a little, that's some. Let's turn to Gimor and Bolo Kam. Samach und Dalet. The seventh line from the top of the line. Lipso Ruach kon tu. Tono Rabot. Libo lo Lipso Ruach. In Yeish be Libuyo ki lo Lubei Sachai. Vivach Pot. Suppose he was in love with the Taya and by himself. In other words, there was a Gachlas. And the Gachlas did not burn the flame. So he started to blow on the Gachlas. And that spread the fire. And then the wind also helped him spread the fire. And then it was massive. Is it higher or not? So then it depends. The price says, is higher. If he's blowing by itself, his libu by itself was capable of producing the fire, so then it's higher. but his blowing was not capable, so then he's not high. Even if we were to base a high, in Rafa, am I Rebbe Kizir as well as Yaki? So why is Potter enabling the Rebbe base off? So that if his Libu by itself was incapable of producing fire, but only together with the Libu done by the wind, so his Potter was there as well as Yaki is higher, even though he couldn't win or separate the chair from the grain by himself without the aid of the wind. So still we say it's higher hapas. Why? Because we attribute what was done by the wind as to him, as if it's done by his mindset. Because whenever a person does a certain act, so what does a person do many times? When a person does a certain act, he only sets in motion the forces of nature. The forces of nature. So in other words, when you throw away a chetz, so you throw out the chetz from your hand, but then it goes a great distance. Why does it go that distance? It goes the distance because there is a law of inertia, that the body in motion tends to remain in motion. The body at rest tends to remain at rest, and the body in motion tends to remain in motion. So actually, when you throw your head, you also set in motion other forces. The laws of nature. You set in motion the laws of nature. So merely here too, zero work and say, I think true that the separation of the chaff from the grain is done through the weight of the wind. But how does the wind cooperate? Because I set in motion the force of the wind. If I hadn't started to beat out the grain, then the wind wouldn't have been able to drive away the chaff. So in other words, so I was the one who is the ultimate cause of everything. So maybe I'm higher, as if I separated the chaff from the grain you die. Even though I didn't separate the chaff from the grain you die, the wind helped me. So it's attributed to me. So here too, if it's people who say, oh, wow, even if it's angry, we have given lovings, so it should still be higher by integrating the act of the wind with his act. And my love is here, and I'm saying, I'm a rabbi, I'm asking, you know, can she live on this other hot? So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Thesis in the Pshat in the world. Let's see how Rashi explains. Can she live on me? Can she live on Mitzadechot, the Libo Ruach Zerachim, the Amihi, in other words, where there is no integration. In other words, when, let's say, it's like this. Suppose you have a Gachas. The Gachas, this is the side of the Gachas. And suppose I start blowing the gachas at this end, and the wind blows at that end. So then there is no integration in the fire, because whatever I do at this end of the gachas, and whatever the wind does, the wind blows at this end of the gachas. So mainly, so that means that it was done exclusively by the wind. Not by me. There is no cooperation, a joint act by the person and the wind. If the wind blows at the same end, at the same spot, and let's say I blow here and the wind blows here, so then there is integration between the act of the wind and the act of the person. So then it's like zero. But here, when it says, enabling will for the day, so it's got there, so then it's obviously a case where it's given to the whole, it's a work of the Bacher. So Rashi says, well, how do you? Because his act doesn't do anything. There is no integration between the act of the blowing by the wind and the blowing by the person. All right, and he says, So then, of course, so then it's Rabzira Mahdi, Samurai Samurai. What does Rabzira say to the Samurai Samurai? Samurai Samurai, so Rashi says, Moshin Ishte, Samir Techimus, Klima Shinov Mamish, El Bishime, Kedarha Mehami, Bishimosi, Yolo. There is a liver cloud. In other words, when he's blowing, he has no effect whatsoever. So, actually, so he may be the brief little base, so that means he didn't do a thing. He just, like this. So it doesn't produce the fire in any way. He's only in Isaiah, and Isaiah is in the Mamesh. So there is no integration, again, there is no integration between the act done by the person and the act done by the wind. But suppose that the wind blows with the Ruach Mitzuyot, and they blow at the same spot of the Gachles, so there will be a Chayim.